on The Chris Smith Show, Open House. On the job with Monarch, the paintbrush that picks up 25% more paint to get the job done faster. Monarch Advanced Neo.
Despite the fact that interest rates will rise in 2022, don't forget the market is cooling off, so there are some opportunities out there. Lloyd Edge is the founder of Australian Property Professionals. He's on the line right now. He's also a buyer's agent. Hi there, Lloyd.
Good morning, Chris.
Now, just a couple of quick questions. Firstly, although interest rates are rising, the cream's coming off the prices.
That's absolutely right. So we're actually seeing the market starting to slow down and plateau out, not really falling as such, but certainly tapering off. So there's much more chances of getting getting a price that's more affordable, and there's less FOMO. So people are actually taking their time to think about the price they want to pay. And I think people can certainly get in for a much better price than they could have at the end of last year.
So therefore, that will offset the pain from an interest rate, right? What else will offset the pain from rising interest rates?
Yeah, so I think the main thing that people need to really look at is just having a real buffer in place and making sure that you're not overextending yourself, because what some people have done is they can get themselves into trouble by really maximising themselves with their lending when the interest rates have been so low. So just take that into account, and with the interest rates potentially rising, just don't max yourself out. Whatever the bank will lend you, just try to buy a property for less than that amount.
Yeah, buy a property for less than that amount. In other words, protect yourself, fireproof your ability to pay off that loan.
Yeah, absolutely. And for some people who may not want to buy a home at the moment, investing and rent vesting is a good idea as well, where you can actually, buy a property and have some rent coming in. And you can look at properties that are positive cash flow. So they may be properties, outside of Sydney, for example, where you actually got some good rent coming in, and that and therefore the interest rate rises are not going to affect you as much at all.
Yeah, think about the way you can invest and make either what you're saying is... grab more income than you actually pay for that mortgage, that investment mortgage, or even consider getting out and buying something a little less than what you'd planned to do in the first place. I appreciate all that advice. Good advice, considering what we've discussed this hour, Lloyd. Thank you very much for that.
Pleasure, Chris. Anytime.
All right, from the Australian Property Professionals, Lloyd Edge. There's some advice, and maybe it's not about buying a house with interest rates going up. Maybe it's time that you turned your attention to investment purchase. And that's what you do while the rates rise. And when they start to fall back again, you turn around and rethink what you'll do in terms of buying a house. There are some options there.